Blog Talk Radio.
Wealthy Sisters, the show that features six- and seven-figure earning women of color. Tune in Mondays at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time as Deborah Hartnett, CEO of Deborah Hartnett International and founder of The Professional Black Woman, showcases the triumphant journeys of these powerful sisters. You will be inspired, encouraged, and informed every Monday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Our call-in number is 347-838-9278. Today's broadcast is brought to you by www.wealthysisters.com, where the show can be heard 24 hours a day. And now your host, Deborah Hartnett.
Well, hello and welcome to Wealthy Sisters, sponsored by The Professional Black Woman. You can visit us at www.thepbw.com. Wealthy Sisters is where we celebrate the lives of six- and seven-figure earning women of color. And our purpose is twofold. First, we want to inspire and encourage you, the listening audience. And second, to edify, promote, acknowledge, or just say thank you to the sisters for doing big things. I'm Deborah Hartnett, your host, broadcasting live from our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Today is Monday, January 18, 2010, and we are here every week at the same time, Mondays at 12 noon Eastern. So spread the word. We want you to tell them about the good news. We are celebrating today. It's my birthday week, and I'm giving the gifts. We have giveaways today and celebration of life. I'm telling you, we are so excited. You know, we realize so much is going on and so much could be going on, but we have to take that time to pause and celebrate the greatness that life has given us, that we are all here today just to say thank you and just to embrace the beautiful joys. No matter what it looks like, it is just an awesome journey that we're on today. So let's celebrate. We want you to call everyone. Tell them to dial in to 347-838-9278. Join in our chat room. And you know what? We started it two Mondays ago. You know what I'm going to say now. Now, come on, we need you to say it. Our slogan is, here's to 2010, the best year ever. Say it with me. Here's to 2010, the best year ever. Yes, as we stand and agree together that it is. I'm going to wear that out this year, and we're going to make it come to pass. Truly, we have that power to do that. Today is an awesome day. It is our national holiday in honoring a great pioneer. Words cannot express how awesome this gentleman was. We pay tribute and homage to the phenomenal Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Dr. King was born in Atlanta, Georgia on January 15, 1929. He passed away. His life was taken on April 4, 1968. His original name, I didn't know this, and I've learned so much growing up in Atlanta. I didn't know he was originally named Michael, but his parents later changed it to Martin Luther King Jr. He was, like we said, a phenomenon. He graduated at the age of 15 from high school, went on to get several degrees, one, of course, we know from Morehouse. He married the lovely Coretta Scott, and which they had four beautiful children, Martin III, Dexter, Bernice, and Yolanda. He was the youngest to receive the Nobel Peace Prize at age 35. What an awesome example of personal power and what it means, how we can literally change the world and affect generations forever when we do that. Well, today, I could not think of a more appropriate person than our special guest, Ms. Dolores Presley. She is a personal power expert. She lives, she breathes, and shares it with the world every day. We want you to dial in at 347-838-92878 or listen live at our website, www.wealthysisters.com. We want you to hear from Dolores Presley today. She is a motivational speaker, as we said, the personal power expert. She is one of the most respected and sought-after experts on success, motivation, just to name a few. Also, she is a confidence and helps to build individuals with their personal power. She is an international keynote speaker, an author, a life coach, and the founder of Born Successful Institute. You gotta love that name. Dolores Presley Worldwide. She helps individuals utilize personal power, increase confidence, and stay motivated. Her story has been touted in Glamour, Washington Post, Black Enterprise, First for Women, Essence, New York Daily News, Ebony, and Marie Claire. She is a frequent media guest and has been interviewed on every major network, ABC, NBC, CBS, just to name a few. She is included in America's top-rated shows on Oprah. Can't wait to hear that story. Entertainment Tonight, and she is the host of the Dolores Presley Show on LA Talk Radio. Dolores' clients range from Fortune 500 companies to government agencies, including Procter & Gamble, Roche Pharmaceuticals, the Society for Humane Resource Management, Caribbean Association of Administrative Professionals, and many, 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 many more. She's authored the Clean Out the Closet of Your Life, Believe in the Power of You, and Crush the Box Thinking. She has received many awards, and we are so honored to have her as our special guest today. Now, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we will hear from none other than Dolores Presley. But before we do that, I told you this is a celebration day today. We have giveaways. So here it goes. The first 10 who visit www.thewinnersummit.com and join our mailing list, you will get a free copy of my CD, Get $3,000 to $5,000 More or Back in Your Income Tax. So hurry, go to www.thewinnersummit.com. You can see the mailing list right there on the right. Join it. The first 10 will get a free copy of my CD, get additional $3,000 to $5,000 back in your income tax check. So hold 1 second. We'll be right back.
This segment is sponsored by WillDrake.com. That's www.WillDrake.com. The hot new suspense novel, Bad and Worse, A Tale of Men, published by Permal Coast Publishing. Sometimes the only way to stop a killer is to love him. Available in stores November 2009.
Well, yes, we are live back here, and we are here with our special guest on Wealthy Sisters, none other than Ms. Dolores Presley. She is the personal power expert, author, international speaker, and motivator. Welcome to Wealthy Sisters, Dolores Presley. Hello, are you there?
I am here, Deborah. I love your energy. You're so right. 2010 is going to be our best year ever. I'm loving your energy.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I tell you what, you know, we are just so excited to have you here on our show today. And, you know, we just wanted to just have you to take a few moments and just kind of let us know, you know, what Dr. King's memory means to you today before we learn more about the awesome Dolores Presley.
When I just think about Dr. King, I just think of the ultimate power, and I just think of dreams and the things that he did in his life to help other people. And I have a program, and I'm starting to develop this about being significant. And I think about how significant Dr. King was in all of our lives, not just black people. I'm talking all people's lives. He made such a significant difference in our lives. He really mattered. And that's what I think about him and that dream. But we all have dreams, but if we don't act on those dreams, it's still just a dream, Deborah.
Yes, it's still just a dream. And, you know, my mind goes back to the saying we hear, a lot of us hear it a lot of times, that the richest place in the world is the cemetery, because so many people did not live their dreams or were afraid to live their dreams and just didn't care about what their purpose was, you know, and it went right with them to the grave. So how do you, you know, and we're kind of jumping the gun here, but how do you help people do that, living? I mean, I just think this is awesome what you do in helping people understand that, first of all, we do have personal power.
We absolutely do. Your personal power is your ability to access and utilize your capabilities. But so many times people don't do that. They don't believe that they can. They say, oh, we're in a bad economy right now. But I don't buy into that. I had more clients last year than I've ever had in my entire business. But had I bought into everyone saying, you know, we're in such a poor time, this is the no. We have the ability to control what we think about. And what we think about is what we become. So if you're thinking about you're in a depression, you're thinking about my business won't grow, you're thinking about I can't, well, that is absolutely what will happen. So you have to shift your thinking, shift your beliefs, and know that you have the power. When I was a little girl, and I tell this story so much because I think it is what catapulted me to who I am today. I wanted to be a ballerina, Deborah, so bad. They did not allow my mother to let me be a ballerina because they told my mother I was too fat. And that was I was 6 years old, and that story still affects me. But to this day, and I think from then, I said, I'm going to be able to use my power as a little girl to get the things in life that I know that I can have and that I want, and that's what I teach people how to do. I help them become more confident and live more significant lives.
That's beautiful. Now tell us a little bit, you did mention, you know, how you came to the point you wanted to be a ballerina. Tell us a little bit about your background. Where did you grow up? You know, and everything is for a reason, you know, here at Wealthy Sisters. We know that we have listening, our listening audience that, you know, might say, well, she had this or I had this or a person had this and whatever. But we just want everybody to know that we are real people, that our guests are real and have real life experiences, and everybody, you know, can live their dreams. So just share a little bit about where you grew up and your siblings or what you like to share so we can get full picture.
Absolutely. I definitely did not – I just didn't come into the earth with some type of golden spoon in my mouth. It just didn't happen that way. And my background is actually we're poor, and I did not recognize that we were poor. I didn't even know that. I mean, when my friend was telling, we were talking, and we were in some type of civics class, and I'm talking high school now, Deborah, and they were talking about classes of people, you know, poor class, middle class, and I looked at my friend, and I'm like, are we poor? You know, it was just like it didn't even dawn on me that we were poor, but that's the point I'm saying to people is that it does not matter about your background. It doesn't matter what you've done, where you came from. None of that matters. None of that matters. Because if you really knew my background, my father was a gambler, so many things, you would say, wow, how does she make that happen? But we need to create the things in life that we want. And I also, many people don't know that I taught elementary school for 27 years. And out of that 27 years, I owned my own business for 26 of those 27 years out of teaching. I was an elementary school teacher. So people who come up to me and say, well, you know, I'm married, I work another job, but I really want to start opening up a bakery, but I've got all these other things, but it's not really what I want to do. So I am the poster child to tell you that you can do what you really want to do. So I owned a model agency during the time that I was a teacher. I owned a model agency in Canton, Ohio, also in Cleveland, Ohio. I would teach all day, drive to Cleveland after to work at my office in Cleveland, Ohio. I mean, you do what you can do. I've got a new book coming out saying, oh, yes, you can, because oh, yes, you can make it happen. You really can. You really can.
Yes.
It might take some work, but you can make it happen.
Yes. So, you know, what we do on a daily basis, everyone that says, well, I can't, and we use excuses or what have you to do that, it's just you do it. You've done it. You graduated. You raised children. You're raising children. Some of taking care of grandchildren. I mean, you have accomplished things in your church or community. So all it is just transferring that same energy that you applied or have given to someone else on a job, you know, for 10, 15, 20, 30 years and apply it to your life, you know, and just transfer that. So when you said that you actually are writing this new book, and we do want to talk more about your other books as well, what really encouraged you to, you know, you hit a little bit on it, but what encouraged you to come up with that title, Oh, Yes, You Can?
Because I was writing it and focusing on confidence, on how we have to just really believe that we can do something, but so many people do not have the confidence And it happened in my life so many times, because when I started my model agency, it was for plus-size women. And this was about 28 years ago, and, Deborah, they just didn't have that for plus-size women then. I mean, now you see a lot of things with plus sizes and women and so forth, but back then they didn't have that. But I had to have the confidence to believe that I could do that. I could have a model agency. And we're talking about from Canton, Ohio. It's not quite the fashion capital of the world. And I had models working in Ebony and Essence and Marie Claire and Glamour, and I was teaching elementary school. So you can do these, and I came up with this acronym. I have a lot of acronyms I love, but the one that I really love is called DCAF is Empowering. And DCAF, it stands for Decide, Commit, Act, and Follow Through. So you have to make a decision. Vacillating all the time is not going to help you at all. Make a decision what it is that you want to do first.
So that you said that was decide, commit, act, and follow through.
Right.
Make
that decision. Decide today that whatever it is that you want to do, you're going to do it. No matter what, you're going to do it. You are going to do it. And then I want you to be committed to it. See, when I decided that I wanted to start this model agency, I would teach during the day, and I would work mostly during the night. I remember I was just last night, T.C. Coleman, who's worked with me on Masterminds and stuff, we were talking on the phone at 1:30, and we were at 1:30 as in a.m., and we were like, gosh, you know, we need to go to bed. But we're committed to what we're doing, and so we both had very busy days. I was committed to watching 24 with my husband from 9 o'clock until 11, so nothing else could go on. And I couldn't
right.
talk to her until after 11. But my point is, you need to be committed to what you're doing. So I was committed. I got to spend time with my husband. Then I wanted to work with her. You're committed. So put something down. Write it down. And I hope that when people have goals, that they're not just saying them, I want to do. I hope their goals are written. Not only written, I hope that you have dates on them, because those dates hold you accountable. Then acting. We cannot do anything without acting. Do you have some type of plan? Do you have like maybe a 3-step action plan that you do every day? Like in the morning, there are 3 things that I'm going to do throughout the day. When I wake up in the morning, I'm going to pray and be thankful that I'm alive and the blessed, wonderful life that I have. I just take moments out to do that. And then I know that there is a block of time in the day. Let's say, just hypothetically, from 10 to 12, I'm going to focus on my business. I'm going to make phone calls to clients and so forth. And then the rest of the day, I'm going to interact with people, have meetings and so forth. So I think you must have some type of action. We can dream. And the wonderful thing about Dr. King is that his dreams so came true. So came true, but they did not come true without any action.
Right.
You must act. And then the follow-through is making sure that you follow through on what you made the decision on, what you committed to, and what you act on.
Right, right. I love it, taking that action. And, you know, what's so amazing to me, and I learned this, and I know you can appreciate this and share even more with our audience, is when you actually make that decision, you know, the root word of that, to decide, to cut off, or to determine, you know, like you said, that you're going to do something, everything we need in support of that decision comes that way. But I wrote a blog the other day that said that the chicken or the egg comes first. And a lot of times, we are waiting on everything to be lined up, the ducks to be all in one row, and have the money to have this. And it just doesn't happen like that. What are your thoughts on that?
As far as the chicken or the egg comes first, or what are you asking me?
It's just the fact that you said you've got to make a decision first. You know how we are afraid to make that decision, to commit to that decision, because the fear of failure, the fear of loss or what have you, or we feel like we don't have all the tools we need to get started in something. But once we make that decision, everything we need comes our way. We don't know that until we actually step out there and make that decision.
We have to make the decision. You're so right. And we have to take responsibility for our own lives. We can't look around and say, well, my spouse, my children, my boss, my this, I can't do this because my boss won't allow me. We must take responsibility for our own lives.
Mm-hmm.
You must believe that you can do this. Now, I'm not saying you can jump off of a roof and fly, but literally, I believe I can fly. You know, I mean, I have that attitude every morning. We must change our attitudes. And it's not as simple as just, and when I'm speaking to people across the country, and I had the opportunity to speak to people across the world, I'm not a motivational speaker that comes in there and just rah, rah, rah you and say, yes, you can do. But I work with people and I do coaching with them and give them some type of action plan, because you need some type of plan. And I hope that your listeners today will just, the part where I said will just take 3 actions for your days that you're going to do every day, sort of like a ritual, and make it happen, it can happen. And they will be so amazed at things that will happen if you just make this plan and act on it.
Make the plan and act on it. Now, I love the name of your institute, Born Successful. Born Successful, that's powerful. How did you come up with that name, and what do you mean by that? Are we really born successful?
You know, I have people say that we weren't born successful, the Lord, we can't, da, 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 da. And, of course, I believe that every person was born successful, because I believe when it started off with the sperm and the egg and you were formed, that was a success. That is something that happened.
Right.
You made it through the birthing channel, so therefore you are a success. But some people don't think that. So here we go right there with the negativity of the thinking, of being negative. And, I wasn't born successful. I mean, I could probably say that. As I said, my parents, we were very poor. My father worked in a factory. My mother was an elevator operator and so forth. But my mother never taught me that. My mother was like, Dolores, you're beautiful. And so when I wanted to be a model, and I am kind of jumping up, but when I wanted to own the model agency and be a model, people would say, lady, you're crazy. You're fat. You can't do that. But my mother had always taught me differently. So that's what I'm saying about what you believe is so important. So I believe that every person was born successful. And they say, and some people say, well, you're born to be successful. Well, that may be true, but I believe if you're living, you're breathing, then you are a success.
Awesome. That's beautiful, beautiful. Well, we are here with the lovely Dolores Presley today. It is my birthday week, and we do have more giveaways for you today. For the next 3 callers, we're going to take a break. We're going to allow the callers to dial in 347-838-9278. Press 1 on the phone. Go ahead and let us know. We'll see those next ones that pop up there, 347-838-9278. You will receive a free copy of my CD, the Doable 9, the 9 D's to Your Destiny. Want you to call in right now. Press 1 so that we can know that you are there. And we will take a short break and be right back with the lovely, dynamic Ms. Dolores Presley.
Deborah Hartnett International, helping you design your future. We are business development consultants, your one-stop source for starting or enhancing your business. Our team of professionals are among the best in the country. Our services range from establishing your corporation to developing and executing your branding strategy to website design and promotion. We even help you with establishing your business credit. Visit us today at www.deborahhartnett.com to view a full list of services, or call toll-free 800-493-0339. Mention this ad and receive a 15% discount off our goal package.
All right, we are back. We had a few technical difficulties there. We wanted this song to be uploaded just as we're celebrating and a tribute to Dr. King today. We're going to open our lines up. We do see that we have a few people that have dialed in. You'll be able to get our free gift today. Also, we want you to pay special tribute to Dr. King. Let us know what he meant to you. We're going to give you a brief moment to do that. So I believe our first caller here is area code, let's see here, is jumping around, area code 919. Hello, welcome to to say your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Roxanna Austin calling from Durham, North Carolina.
Well, welcome. Thank you for dialing in, and congratulations on your gift today. Please say hello to our special guest.
Hi, how are you today?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm fabulous.
All right.
Let us know today what Dr. King meant to you or means to you.
He was a phenomenal man. I have his poster, I Have a Dream, and I look at it every day because I am living my dream right now. I've recently opened my own salon in Durham, North Carolina. It's in a very high visible and area in Durham, North Carolina on the south side, and I'm just grateful because I think my purpose in like Dr. King, he wanted to make a way to help people help themselves. And I think I'm doing that by having my salon.
Awesome, awesome. Well, we thank you for dialing in. Wonderful, wonderful for sharing that with us today. We have your information. We're going to give you a call back right after the show to get your email and details. Thank you for dialing in. We're going to move on down now. I think this is a Florida area code here, 305-775. Hello, congratulations. Welcome to Wealthy Sisters. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, good afternoon. My name is
Alicia.
I'm calling from Miami, Florida.
You said your name again?
My name is Alicia Savoy. I'm calling from Miami, Florida.
Well, say hello to Ms. Presley today.
Hi, Mrs. Presley.
Hi, I couldn't hear your name. We got to speak up. Speak up so we can hear you, girl.
Alicia Savoy.
Alicia Savoy. What a beautiful name. Wow.
Thank you very much.
That is. Well, tell us a brief second here. What did Dr. King mean to you?
Dr. King, his legacy, you know, will last forever. And the fact that he embraced the struggle, he didn't run from the mantle that God placed on him. And through what he did, his determination, his strength, his faith, his caring and concern about the needs of his people, all of those things, he embraced all of those values in order to make a better way for generations to come. So I'm where I am because of what he did. And so, you know, I'm just grateful for someone like that, a great leader like that. And, you know, I just thank God for people like Dr. Martin Luther King.
Wow.
Yeah, if it were not for him, you know, we would not be where we are today. So I'm totally in awe of what he's done. And every year, you know, I try to learn something more about him. There's always something more to learn on the internet or something like that. The sites that they have dedicated to him, you know, I learn something more. And every time I do that, I get inspired all over again.
Well, thank you so much for dialing in and sharing with us. We're going to give you a call right after the show to get your details for your special gift. Please continue to keep listening to us and enjoy the rest of your day. We're going to move forward here. We've got one more caller we're going to take, and I believe this is area code 224-723. Hello. Welcome to Wealthy Sisters. Congratulations. State your name and where you're calling from.
Thank you. My name is Beverly Key, and I'm calling you from Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, Chi-Town. Welcome, Beverly, to Wealthy Sisters. Please greet our lovely Dolores Presley today.
Dolores, it is an honor to sit here and listen to all of the wonderful things that you have to give as nourishment to all of the good things that I'm trying to do.
Beverly, I love your energy. Gosh, I love it. I hope you connect with me afterwards. I'm going to put my email out here for everyone to connect with me and see if I can help you with what you're doing, because that's what I'm here to do.
Sounds
good. Beautiful. Beverly, take a quick second and tell us what Dr. King means to you.
Well, first of all, Dr. King to me means opportunity, and I have been blessed to have met some of the King children in the past. And I'm actually from Durham, North Carolina, so salute to Durham, caller there. I just want to say that I want to thank him because if it wasn't for him, we would not be having this conversation right now as sisters. So
that's
I want to, bottom line, for paving the way and giving us long story short, opportunity.
Opportunity. That is an awesome word. Thank you so much for dialing in, and we will give you a call right back after the show. So, Ms. Presley, I tell you, you know, you've heard from the awesome guest today, and we've talked a little bit about, you know, your book and the Institute Born Successful and your beliefs. Would you mind just going a little bit more detail about, you know, how you actually got on the Oprah Winfrey Show? I saw it on your website. I love to hear that story. Would you share it with the audience today?
How
many times have you shared it?
A lot. I even have a speech that I'm more than being on Oprah. But it is such an inspiring story, and it inspires me every time I think about it. And as I was saying, it's such a lesson of tenacity because
yes.
I sent my material to the Oprah Winfrey Show for it was about a year and a half before I heard from them, and I would send my same promotional package, and I don't even think they take promotional packages now, but at
mm-hmm.
the time, I would send my little promo package with my speaker information, my book, and all of that, and I'd send it 3 times a year, and I sent it for a whole year, 3 times, never heard a word, sent it again, never heard a word, and then I think like that maybe the into the second year, we must have tenacity. We cannot give up. And I was thinking about Jack Canfield. I had interviewed him, and he was saying how over 300 times they had a no from publishers for Chicken Soup for the Soul. So just think, if they had stopped after the 200th letter that they received no, we would never have heard of Chicken Soup for the Soul, and we know that they've made multi-millions of dollars because they had tenacity. So I want your listeners to have tenacity. Had I given up and said, oh, the Oprah Show is never going to call me, and
mm-hmm.
I believe that, because again, it goes into the beliefs, and I also teach how I visualize myself on Oprah, and if they go to my website at DoloresPresley.com, they can see Oprah and I. They can see the footage where we're laughing. And I had visualized all of that in my mind. Not only would I visualize it, Deborah, I would say it to people. So I'd be in an audience, and
uh-huh.
I'd say it. And when you affirm something in your life, you don't say it in the past. So I'd be up on stage telling people that I was on the Oprah Show, and afterwards they'd say, Dolores, when were you on? And I was like, guys weren't listening clearly. I'm affirming this into my life that I'm going to be on Oprah. And people would say, how are you going to get on Oprah from Canton, Ohio? You know those naysayers, those toxic
yes.
people. We must
yes.
run away from those people. And finally, after a year and a half, they called me. I was driving on my cell phone. And if you're trying to get on a national show, you must impress them in the first, 5-10 minutes. If you haven't really impressed them in 5 minutes, then you may not get on the show. So I don't know if I made a good impression because I put the phone down. But first of all, I was very thankful, put the phone down, drove my car to the side so I'd make sure I wouldn't wreck or anything and drive it. But they took me through a lot. They talked to me a lot. Then they said they wanted 30 copies of my book. And then they said, don't call us. We'll call you later. And maybe 6 months later, they call. I did not get to talk about my book. But it was even better than I could have ever dreamed. It was. They told me that I was going to be talking about teaching in America. So they came to my school. They videotaped me teaching. But when I got there, Deborah, it wasn't even that. It was Oprah's Favorite Things show. Can you imagine?
Oh, my goodness.
But it even got better. It even got better. They came over to me, and they flew me out to Chicago and so forth and got the gifts and all that. And then they asked me to be a spokesperson for the Oprah Winfrey Show, for that particular show. So my likeness and Oprah was all over, and it was just absolutely incredible. So it's a lesson of tenacity. And also, another lesson that I'd like your listeners to do is to be ubiquitous. And when I say ubiquitous, that means kind of to be a little bit around everywhere. Obviously, the social media, that's probably how you met me, seeing something on social media. I don't know if you knew me before that, but you need to be a little bit of everywhere. Are you out networking? Are you speaking about your business? Are you speaking your dream into existence? So be ubiquitous.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I am affirming with you today. You know, when I heard that Oprah was retiring the Oprah Show next year, and I promise you, I told you this when I first contacted you about being a guest today, and you were one of the first individuals I thought of outside of myself that I said, I know it's going to be on that show before she retires, and I knew it was going to be Miss Dolores Presley as well. So maybe we'll be on there together. Who knows? But we know we definitely will be on her show again. Now tell us about your book, The Clean Out the Closet of Your Life. Clean Out the Closet of Your Life. I love your titles. You just powerful. They're not just marketing, but it just fits our lives to the T. So tell us about that book.
Just like our houses and our closets. You know how sometimes our closets get, I don't think I even want to show you my closet right now.
Girl,
our
please.
Typical closet.
Can we get into the office where the closet is?
But our lives are the same way. We get stuff dunk all inside of that body, and we need to clean it out. And so that's what that book is about. I take you and I equate the bedroom to a part of your life, and let's clean that part out of your life. And that book has done great things for many people's lives on really taking a look, writing. I'm such a component of writing. I guess it just comes back to my background as being a teacher, of seeing things tangible in front of you, your vision board, things like that. So that's what that book is about, just taking your own life that you have now, making some changes. Change is not a four-letter word. It's really
It's not.
Right. We can do it.
That's right. It's the only thing that's constant, that is change. So we might as well embrace it, huh?
We have to embrace change because it's going to happen. You're right.
Now tell us about your book, Believe in the Power of You.
Believe in the Power of You is 111 tips, and it's something that just motivates people and inspires people, and it just gives you just a little tip. It's a little booklet. It's so small. It's a perfect bound book, but it's a book that you can put into your purse. You can give it as a gift, and you can I was going to give you an example of one of the tips in here. Never assume. Powerful individuals never assume the outcome of anything, but especially what other people will do. Recognize all of the possibilities and develop a plan B should something go wrong. So never assume. So that's just one of the power tips in Believe in the Power of You.
Never assume. That's a great thing there that you said, never assume and have a plan B. Now, when we talk about plan Bs, I know it's a fine line between that too. Can you elaborate more on that when someone is believing and having faith and you know they're pursuing their dreams, and at what point should a person be prepared to change or alter their goals or their dreams if it looks like it's not happening? You know what I'm asking? How do we determine that?
We are going to run into obstacles. It's just not. There are obstacles that are going to come our way. But then
it's not
going
to be easy to get to the dream.
Not always.
Wait a minute.
Not always.
Okay.
Hopefully everybody recognizes. You better recognize.
Because usually when we start seeing problems come up, you know, the first thing I hear people say, well, it's the devil, or God must not mean for me to do this because it's too much going on. So, but what were you saying? I'm sorry.
No, but you really. But the point is, sometimes you have to change it. I don't, you know, have to make decisions and maybe not. But I don't want people to give up. I don't want anyone to give up on their dream and their obstacles. And you run into obstacles. I remember when I started my model agency, and I had it was Liz Claiborne at the time, and Liz Claiborne had done some things with my company, and then they pulled out. They pulled out their advertising. They pulled out this, and I was like, oh, my gosh, it's just, you know, the most devastating thing that could happen. But as a result of that, that caused me to step up my marketing game. Then I got even more clients, bigger clients than the Liz Claiborne company. But just because of that obstacle that hit me, I said, okay, let me do another plan. Let me go this way. If I can't go over the mountain, you know, let's go around it. Let's do same thing with I've had opportunities that I've missed, and I was going to be on this big talk show, and it's not even in now, and I missed the talk show. And that propelled me to start doing faxing. We were faxing in those days a lot, and we faxed out all these different things for me to be a guest on the show. I ended up being a guest on a radio show, ended up being hired as a talent, the personality. I worked there for like 4 years. And so we have to look at the good and the bad. There's bad there, but there is good. If you shuffle around in there enough and what you're going through, there is something good inside of it.
Something good inside of it. Well, we definitely have something good today on our show, Wealthy Sisters and Miss Dolores Presley. Today, like we said, is the special giveaway. Today is my birthday week, and we are celebrating. And our next giveaway, we want to take a short break here. But when we come back, our next two callers, we are going to give you a 50% off coupon to the Winter Summit Conference and Expo held March 19th and 20th. 2010. Dial 347-838-9278 now and press 1. We will be right back after this short break.
Do you feel like there's never enough time in the day? You have a laundry list of 20 things to do and you still haven't done, oh yeah, the laundry. Are you at a crossroads in your life and just not certain what's your next step? Are you just overwhelmed and feel like you have lost, well, you? We are here to help. Compass Coaching is a personal development company for women. We help you find your path and bring balance to your life. Visit us today at www.mypathmylife.com. We have life coaching plans as low as $19 a month and take our free assessment. That's www.mypathmylife.com. Every woman deserves a coach.
Well, we are back here live on Wealthy Sisters, and we are excited that we have our two callers. We want to give them the 50% discount coupon here. It is for the Winter Summit Conference and Expo, a dynamic event that will be held March 19th and 20th at the fabulous Baltimore Harbor Hyatt Regency. We're going to open the lines here. I believe we have an Atlanta number here, 678-735 is the number. Hello and congratulations. Welcome to Wealthy Sisters.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. State your name and where you're calling from.
My name's Katassia Stewart, and I'm calling from Tucker, Georgia.
Tucker, Georgia. Hello, Katassia. Welcome, welcome. Say hi to Miss Presley.
Hi, Miss Presley.
Good afternoon.
Yes, well, we've allowed our other callers, so we're going to give you a few seconds here just to let us know what Dr. King meant to you.
Well, he's an inspiration to me every day. And everything that he did for African Americans and just everyone, in a whole, it's just inspirational and encouraging, you know. He makes you what he represented makes you want to be a better person, you know, and just, you know, live your life to the fullest.
Awesome, awesome. What beautiful words. Well, you, congratulations. You have won 50% off. That means you get your registration for $80 to the Winter Summit Conference and Expo held March 19th and 20th. We have your phone number. We're going to call you right after the show and get all your details so that we can get this coupon to you. Thank you for dialing in and keep listening. All right, we're moving to another area code, 412. I'm not certain of where this is, 412-401. Hello. Welcome to Wealthy Sisters and congratulations. State your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Camille Williams and I'm calling from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Well, welcome to Wealthy Sisters and congratulations, Camille.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And hello, Miss Presley.
Oh, yes. I was going to remind you to do that. Wonderful.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I heard her speak here in Pittsburgh. I believe it was at the Embach luncheon.
Oh, okay.
You were this guest speaker last year?
I was, yes.
We had a very dynamic keynote from you, and thank you very much for that and again today.
Well, thank you, Camille, for saying that. That's awful nice of you to call in and say that.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yes. Wonderful, wonderful, Camille. Thank you. Now tell us, what does Dr. King mean to you?
I think everything that everyone has said so far, but most of all, that if you believe you can achieve and if you stay focused on your God-given destiny with purpose, you can overcome, you know, obstacles that are put in your way. And most importantly, that one man or woman can change the world, because I mm-hmm. think he did change the world. And showing us the very principles that matter, and he stayed focused on that, and that's very inspirational to me.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for sharing. We do have your number, Camille. You are very, very close. We look forward to seeing you in March, and congratulations to you for winning this coupon here. The Winter Summit Conference and Expo is going to be held March 19th and 20th at the fabulous Baltimore Harbor Hyatt Regency. You guys, we owe this to Dr. King. It is an awesome treasure that we'll even be able to be at this hotel, I'm sure. You know, so it's going to be an awesome event. Our slogan, Savvy Advice, Practical Application for Winning Women. It is two power-packed days, seven dynamic speakers, a live performance by Tony Terry, fashion show. We got a three-day cruise for two to the Bahamas and more. And every week we keep adding the Small Business Administration, that's the SBA, will be present. They have just come on board now. They'll be present to answer all your questions and provide information, forms, and everything that you need. We need you to go to the Winners Summit, thewinnerssummit.com. Register today so that you can be in the house. There is going to be limited seating as well. We just announced also last week that Dr. Tracy Lynn is the recipient of our Legends Award. She is an international speaker, an entrepreneur. She's a legend in her own right and an author as well. Our three nominees, we voted last week, had everyone to nominate the Outstanding Businesswoman of the Year. And starting tomorrow, you will begin to vote on our three nominees, who are Cheryl Wood, we have Miss Brandy of Alive Magazine, and Sharon Phillips. Also, you'll be able to start the voting tomorrow through Saturday, January 23. All that information will be put out. One thing we do say, you must be a member of the online community, The Professional Black Woman. Again, you can visit www.thepbw.com or the Facebook group, The Professional Black Woman. So definitely go register. This is going to be an awesome event. www.thewinnersummit.com. That's only $159 now. We have payment options available and a few more booth space as well. Now, Ms. Dolores, I know you have spoken all over the world, literally. You're an international speaker. You speak at corporate events. Why would you say this event is important, or why do people hold these type of events?
I think it's so critical that we actually get out and network and see mm-hmm. one another in person. And obviously, I am a teacher, so I love learning. And I think as adults, we should never stop learning. And I know at this Winter Summit that there are going to be some awesome things to learn. And it's so important that we just get and talk to one another and really, do you have your elevator speech together? And I'm not such a component of this elevator speech, but I am a component of getting a plan together before you even get to the event and look at who's going to be speaking, who's going to be at the event, and sort of have a strategy on what you're going to take back from that event. And then once you take back, we got to go right back to the decaf, decide, commit, act, and follow through. How many times have people received business cards and they take the business cards and they don't follow through with it? So it's so important that we get, all of us, get to this Winter Summit and be at this event. I know it's going to be dynamite. And one quick tip about those business cards: it's more important to get a person's business card than to shove your business card in a person's face all the time. Because, number one, you don't really know if they want to do business with you. But once you ask them for your card, it gives you more power to interact with them at a later date.
Mm-hmm. That is an awesome tip. I love that. Do you have other tips, something like that, like you said in your book, Believe in the Power of You? Is that tip in there as well?
That is not in there. No, that was just a tip that came to my mind and thought that I would share with your listeners. And we do give away a lot of things as well. And I want to say happy birthday to you before we get off of this line. And happy birthday to you, and continue to celebrate your life. And thank you so much for what you're doing for women and how you are empowering women. We are thankful for you, and I appreciate you, and I want you to know that.
Well, thank you so much. I definitely received that. We didn't talk about your other book, though, Crush the Box Thinking. We want to get some tips from there as well.
That Crush the Box Thinking is all about this negativity that we've got to get. We have to stop it. We just have to stop. When a negative thought comes into your mind, just stop right then.
Mm-hmm.
And move to another thought. You have to stop right in the middle of it. You just cannot let it take hold of you. And so that's what the crush the box thinking is about, just crushing this box. Now, and people say throw away the box. Well, I say, what do they say, outside the box thinking? I'm telling you to crush it. Throw it.
Crush it. Get rid of it.
Have it nowhere. Don't even have it anywhere near you. Get rid of it.
Light a torch to it.
Light a torch.
I love it. I love it. I have a CD that said that, when you talk about those negative thoughts, one of my CDs that is 95% mental. And I said, I really need to redo that and say it's 99.9% mental. And it is, most of the struggle you have, or the challenges, I should say, is that negative thought that, well, you can't do this. What do you think? You don't have this or you don't have that, and to keep those thoughts down. Give us some of those practical tips that you use to crush that box. What do you say to yourself to keep moving to higher heights?
I got to talk to the hand thing, Deborah. I will just literally lift my hand in the air and stop. You know how people would just old time. I don't even know if you've seen that before, but people would lift up their hands. They talk to the hand. My hand lifts up saying, stop it. Stop the negativity. Because, those thoughts come into my mind, and everyone who's human. But we have the power to control them. That's the beauty of it. When it comes into your mind, I put my hand up when it's getting a little bit crazed. I just put that hand up, and it gives me a moment to stop. Breathing is another thing, another very powerful tool for controlling you, for nervousness. If you're on stage or you're getting nervous, and breathing deep, inhaling and holding it for a few seconds, and exhaling very slowly by blowing out of the front of your mouth, that also will stop some of that negativity. And just blow the negativity away. Blow the nerves away. Those are things that will help you with that negativity. We cannot have it. If it comes, let it there for a couple seconds and let it go.
Awesome, awesome. That is so, so true. Just take a deep breath and let it go. Exhale, huh? Don't hold
exhale.
It in.
Exhale. You just have to hold. And it's really an art to breathing. But if you start practicing that, where you inhale and hold just for like 3 seconds and exhale by blowing out of your mouth, it really will relieve some stress and things that are going on inside of your body.
Okay, take us, lead us through that right quick. Let's everybody do this all
together.
Okay,
let's everybody do that.
Listeners.
All right.
Yes,
all right,
yes,
here we go.
Okay.
We're all going to inhale. Let's go. You're going to pull it in, but you have to stop. 1, 2, 3, and then exhale by blowing slowly out of your mouth.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
You can't just
let it
stop
go.
The breath. You can't just go like... then that's not just as you blow and exhale, you let it go. Because you own the power. You own the power to live the life and to live the dreams that you want to live.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Well, you are hearing today from the dynamic personal power expert, Ms. Dolores Presley. Please give everyone your web address and how we can actually reach out to you. I know you're on Facebook. We want everybody to join your fan page there as well. But let us know your other contact information.
Sure. They can go to my website, and it's DoloresPresley.com, DoloresPresley.com. And if they join our newsletter, they can get a free copy of Seeds of Success, which is a tip booklet very similar to this, but it's an electronic document. They can do that. And if they are interested in the speaking business, we have Speak for Hire, which I probably won't even do that event until the fall. But if they go to that website, speak, speakforhire.com, and get to that mailing list, they will get free tips of I think it's 111 tips on becoming a powerful speaker. That's one. And if anyone's interested in booking me as a speaker, I love empowering women. That is just like my purpose. That is what I do. Then, of course, they can call our office or email me. I put that out for you, dp@DoloresPresley.com. Our office is 330-649-9809.
Well, lovely. Well, we definitely want to put it out that perhaps maybe next year for 2011 we can have you a part of the Dynamic Winners Summit Conference and Expo. We want to put that out there now. Your voice is just beautiful. Your power is so awesome, and we just thank you today for being on our show.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
And is it anything before we close today? We're going to close a little early today and play the Dr. King speech today as we end. But is it anything that you would like to share in closing with our listeners?
You know, I had heard Dr. Gwendolyn Goldsby Grant just recently, and she did a little tribute to Dr. King, and it is a poem called Anyway. I don't know if people have heard that. I just want to say a couple lines from that. It says, "People are unreasonable, illogical, and self-centered. Love them anyway. If you do good, people will accept you of selfish, ulterior motives. Do good anyway. If you are successful, you win false friends and trust enemies. Succeed anyway." So I just want to leave your listeners with, no matter what, yes, you can. Just do it anyway.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much, Dolores, for being on Wealthy Sisters today. And we look forward to seeing continued great things from you and you on the Oprah Show before she closes the show, definitely.
Right back to you. Right back to you.
Well, thank you. Well, we did have a few technical difficulties, but we are determined and persistent. We're going to do a little makeshift operation here. We have Dr. King's I Have a Dream speech that we wanted to share today as we close Wealthy Sisters episode. I want you to please tune in next week as our special guest will be Odessa Hopkins. She is of Another Approach Enterprises. She is a master networker. You don't want to miss her. And we thank you again for tuning in to Wealthy Sisters. This has been Deborah Hartnett, and we look forward to seeing you next week.
I Have a Dream.
Here we go.
August 28, 1963. The words of Reverend King echoed long after his death in 68. This memorable day was in Washington, D.C., a hot afternoon, when he spoke before a crowd of 200,000 overlooking the reflecting pool from the Lincoln Memorial.
Go back to Mississippi. Go back to Alabama. Go back to South Carolina. Go back to Georgia. Go back to Louisiana. Go back to the slums and ghettos of our northern cities. Knowing that somehow this situation can and will be changed. Let us not wallow in the valley of despair. I say to you today, my friend, so even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will they be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day even the state of Mississippi, sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, myself, because I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream. I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama, with its vicious racists, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification, one day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. Dream that one day every valley shall be exalted. Every hill and mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is the faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. This will be the day when all of God's children be able to sing with new meaning, "My country, tears of thee. Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrims' pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. So let freedom ring from the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire. Let freedom ring from the mighty mountains of New York. Let freedom ring from the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania. Let freedom ring from the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado. Let freedom ring from the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring, and when this happens, when we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all the thoughts, children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, "Free at last, free at last, thank God Almighty, we are free at last."